Before you say yes to officiating a wedding, you must discern the call. That may seem surprising. Someone may ask you, "Will you marry us?" You may feel honored. You may feel excited. You may even feel pressure to say yes immediately. But a faithful wedding minister does not begin with excitement. A faithful wedding minister begins with discernment. Here is a sentence to remember. Do not say yes to a wedding before you have prayerfully discerned the calling, the couple, the covenant, the church context, your role, and your boundaries. That sentence can protect you, the bride, the groom, the family, the church, and the witness of Christ. In Acts 13:2-3 web, the church in Antioch was worshiping and fasting when the Holy Spirit said, "Separate Barnabas and Saul for me for the work to which I have called them." Then, after fasting, praying, and laying hands on them, the church sent them out. That passage reminds us that ministry calling is not merely private enthusiasm. It involves prayer, the Holy Spirit, community, confirmation, and sending. Wedding ministry should be approached in that same spirit. You may be asked to officiate because you are a friend. You may be asked because you are a youth minister, chaplain, life coach minister, elder, or ordained wedding officiant. You may be asked because the couple trusts you. That trust matters, but trust alone does not answer every question. You still need to ask, is this wedding within my Christian ministry convictions? Do I understand the couple's situation? Is there a divorce or remarriage history that needs pastoral care? Are there signs of coercion, fear, abuse, addiction, severe conflict or pressure? Do I know the civil requirements where the wedding will occur? Am I serving independently through a local church, through a soul center, or under an institution? Do I need to speak with a senior pastor or ministry supervisor first? Do I know when to refer? The Apostle Paul teaches in Romans 12:3 web, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think reasonably. That is excellent guidance for wedding ministers. Do not think too lowly of your calling. God may truly be preparing you to serve, but do not think too highly of yourself either. Credentials do not replace maturity. Confidence does not replace wisdom. Charisma does not replace character. Discernment includes prayer. Ask God, "Lord, are you calling me to serve this couple?" Discernment includes scripture. Marriage belongs to God's design, not merely cultural fashion. Discernment includes character. In 1 Timothy 3:2 web, Paul says an overseer must be without reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, sensible, modest, hospitable, good at teaching. While not every wedding minister holds the same office Paul describes, the character pattern matters. Marriage ministry requires integrity. Discernment includes counsel. Proverbs 15:22 web says, "Where there is no counsel, plans fail, but in a multitude of counselors they are established." A wedding minister should not despise wise counsel. Discernment also includes boundaries. This course offers ministry training, not legal advice, therapy, or institutional policy counsel. A wedding minister can provide spiritual care, biblical teaching, prayer, coaching-informed questions, and ceremony leadership. But when issues move beyond the minister's training, referral is not failure. Referral is faithfulness. There may be times when you proceed joyfully. There may be times when you slow down. There may be times when you ask for another meeting. There may be times when you refer the couple to a pastor, counselor, mentor, attorney, supervisor, civil authority, or abuse specialist. There may even be times when you decline to officiate with grace. A wedding minister serves Christ first. That means you do not let pressure, money, emotion, family expectations, or fear of disappointing people control your yes. Before saying yes, discern the call. Because a wedding is not merely a ceremony request. It may be a sacred invitation to serve a covenant before God.